Kurt Volker has resigned from the McCain Institute. The news broke barely an hour ago with a statement from Volker blaming recent attention paid to his role as U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine negotiations. He's also stepped away from that role after he was caught up in the scandal surrounding a whistleblower complaint that's led to an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. In his statement, Volker said the focus of his former role, quote, risks becoming a distraction from the accomplishments and continued growth of the Institute, end quote. Joining us now to talk about this development is The Washington Post's Aaron Blake. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
So did we see this coming? Was this expected?
Yeah, this had been rumored for a few days now. Actually, this weekend, the McCain Institute denied that it was definitely going to happen. Ultimately, it seems like it was something that really couldn't be avoided, though, given the amount of controversy that surrounds not just the Ukraine situation, but also Kurt Volker's role in what was being negotiated between the two countries.
Is there any way to tell whether this was his choice or maybe somebody else made this choice for him?
Well, there are indications that he is going to have to focus more intently on his legal situation. He's got to, obviously deal with lots of legal fees. He's going to be deposed. He might be involved in this in future ways. I think at this point, it just makes it more difficult to actually hold that role when there's kind of this cloud hanging over it. And I would add, though, that it's not set in stone whether he is viewed as, negatively in light of this or positively. He's certainly one of the first people who stepped forward and voluntarily was deposed. He handed over text messages that kind of laid out this whole thing. So he seems intent upon salvaging his good name and maybe stepping down to focus on that a little bit more and also getting married this weekend, by the way. Maybe he's got other things that are higher on his list of priorities right now.
So, yeah, give us a little bit of background on Volker. Like, we've heard his name in relation to the McCain Institute here in Arizona for some time. Now it's come to light that he was involved and kind of is wrapped up in this Ukraine situation. What is his good reputation based upon?
Well, Kurt Volker served in the late Bush administration as the head of the top U.S. Envoy to NATO. He was relieved of that duty by President Obama. When it came around that President Trump, was running for the presidency in 2016, he was approached by some people who were writing a letter expressing their opposition to Donald Trump winning the election. Kurt Volker resisted that. He tried to convince people to not get out ahead of the results of the election, knowing that this could be the commander-in-chief. And then when he became the kind of unpaid part-time envoy to Ukraine, as you can see in those text messages that we saw last week, he really tried to kind of make the most of a situation, but seemed to be kind of being pulled into it by the president and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani's efforts in Ukraine.
Aaron, do we have a sense of what the McCain Institute might look to do next in terms of replacing Volker? Too early to say at this point?
Yeah, I can't speak too much to what the McCain Institute is going to do at this point. I think that their statement said that the Arizona State University was putting him on something of a paid administrative leave. So, perhaps it's something that could be put back together after a while. I think a lot of that is going to depend upon how he's ultimately viewed with regards to this story. And as I said before, it's not really clear whether he's going to be, viewed as something of a whistleblower or something of a villain, somebody who went along with this whole thing when he shouldn't have. Really, time is going to tell, and that's going to determine whether he's going to be employable in positions like that in the future.
And probably safe to say that regardless of how one views him, we will continue to view him pretty heavily in the coming weeks and months, right?
He seems to be an instrumental part of this whole situation. This is obviously the focus of House Democrats' impeachment inquiry now. So I would imagine that we are going to be hearing plenty about Kurt Volker in the weeks and months ahead.
All right. That's Aaron Blake with The Washington Post. Aaron, thank you.
Thanks, guys.